B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuvav. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Tonu Rabbonon. The Pasuk says, Zochir es yoyim ha-shabos lekadshoi. You should remember the day of Shabbos lekadshoi in order to sanctify it, in order to make it Kodesh. What does it mean, Zochir? How do we remember, how do we mention, or on what do we mention Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Zochreyu al Hayayin, that you should mention Shabbos with wine. Where do we see that in the Pasuk? So Rashi brings later on that the concept of wine is a concept which is associated to Shira, to sing, to song, and the differentiation between Shabbos and weekdays is the honor of Shabbos is when we say the Shira of Shabbos, which is how we remember Shabbos. That means the Zechira, remembering Shabbos, and particularly bringing out the Kedusha of Shabbos, is determining and making a difference between Kodesh and Chol, and that is something which is to do with Shira, and Ein Shira Elo B'Yayin. Zechreyu Al Yayin, that's how Rashbam later on in the Sugya speaks about this. It says the Braisa, Ein Li Elo B'Yayim, that we only know that during the day you have to make Kiddush. How do we know that? Zochir es yoim ha-shabos. It talks about the day. Belailo minayin, how do you know that even during the night you have to make Kiddush? Talmud Leimar, says the Braisa, Zochir es yoim ha-shabos lekadshoi. And Rashi seems to explain from the word lekadshoi is that you have to make Kiddush at the point in time where the day turns from Chol to Kodesh, which is when Shabbos comes in, which is Friday night, the night of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Balailo minayin. You're asking, Balailo minayin. How do you know that you have to make Kiddush even at night? Adarabba, Ika Kiddush Balailo, Hu Kodesh. Dechi Kodesh, Tchilas Yeme, Boy Le Kiddush. The Gemara is saying that the Gemara is asking that the concept of Kiddush is a separation between Chol and Kodesh. And the separation between Chol and Kodesh is at the end of the Friday, which is a weekday, at the onset of Shabbos, which is Kodesh. So what's the question? Balailo minayin. How do you know you have to make Kiddush also at night? Kiddush is at night. Vesu, another question. Balailo minayin. When the Braisa asks, what's the source that you have to make Kiddush at night? Talmud Loima and the Braisa says, Zochar es Yoim, brings a pasuk that's talking about, that mentions explicitly Yoim, and doesn't mention Lailo. Answers the Gemara, that means, and the Gemara explains the question. Tonam mihadar alaylo, the Braisa is asking for a source that you should have to make Kiddush at night. V'konosiv leikrodi, my man is bringing a posuk that tells you have to make Kiddush in the day. Answers the Gemara, hochi ko'omer. We have to turn the Braisa around. Zochir es yema shabos lekadshoi, zochreyu alayayin bikni sosei. Not like the Braisa we read before, that we take it for granted that the chiyuv of Kiddush is in the day and we want to know how do you know also by night. No, it's the other way around. How do you know that you have to make Kiddush when Shabbos comes in? That's the pasuk of Zochir es yema shabos lekadshoi. That is the most basic and taken for granted way of understanding the pasuk. Ein li elo balailo b'yoyim minayin. The question is, how do you know that you also have to make Kiddush in the day? Talmud leimar zocher es yoyim ha-shabos. From the fact that the pasuk adds in the word yoyim, then we know that besides for the essence of Kiddush, which is on Friday night, which is when Shabbos sets in, there's also a concept of Kiddush in the day as well. Continues the Gemara. Bayoim mai mevorich. Even though we just learned now that there has to be a concept of Kiddush, of some form of Kiddush, even in the day, but we'll remember previously on Daf Kufei Omud Aleph that the Gemara says there that Friday night is called Kiddush and Shabbos day is not really called Kiddush. So you make Kiddush, it's not called Kiddush, and you don't make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos during in the day. So b'yoyim mai mevorich, you've just brought me a braisa that says that you have to, so to speak, be Mekadesh Shabbos even in the day. Well, you don't make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. What do you do? Omer of Yehuda, b'yirei priya gofen. You make the bracha of Hagofen, and this is where Rashbam explains that the bracha of Hagofen, which is associating to wine, and wine is ein shira ela b'yayin, you use wine as a tool to come to shira, and the concept of shira is differentiating between chayil and kodesh, and just making Hagofen, besides for it being a regular birchas hanenin, whenever you drink wine, even during the week, you make Hagofen, but once you tuning into the wine, then the wine can help you tune into the Kedusha of Shabbos as well. That's what Rav Yehuda says. You say Boire Pri Hagofen, and that is called that Zochreyu, that you remember Shabbos, not only in the night when you make Kiddush, but also with what we call Kiddush of the day. Ravashi Ikra le Mechoiza. Ravashi came to a place called Mechoiza. Omrule, and the people of Mechoiza said to Ravashi, Likodesh Lon Mar, Kiddusha Rabba. Ravashi, it was Shabbos day, and they said, make for us Kiddusha Rabba, the great Kiddush. And we'll soon see, but this great Kiddush really means say the bracha that one says every time one makes Kiddush. At all different Kiddush. So whenever you make Kiddush, you always say this bracha. And what is that? We'll soon see what that is. We'll soon see it's Hagofen. Because the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, you only say Friday night. The bracha of Hagofen is called Kiddusha Rabba. Because it's always, whenever you make Kiddush, there's always a Hagofen there. Hovule, they brought him some wine to make Kiddush. Sovar, my new Kiddusha Rabba. They told him to make Kiddusha Rabba, but Rav Ashi at that point wasn't completely clear what did they mean by Kiddusha Rabba. Maybe they did mean the bracha of Kiddush that we make on Friday night. Maybe that in this place of Mechoiza, in Shabbos day as well, besides for saying Agofen, which is what we all do, they also say the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. He wasn't sure. Omar, so he said to himself, Mechta kol ha-brachas kulon b'parir pri Agofen omri b'reisha. It says, all Kiddushes, whenever you make Kiddush, you start with Hagofen. So I'm going to start making Hagofen. So Omar Boir Pri Hagofen. But he wasn't sure, is that where Kiddush finishes in this place of Mechoiza? Maybe he's got to make another bracha. So he was forward planning, he had a good idea. V'ogidbe, when he said his Hagofen, he was very much prolonged the end of the Boir Pri Hagofen. He wanted to see the response of the crowd, how they were responding to the fact that he's come to the end of his Hagofen. If they were just going to stand still, as if expecting him to continue, then he'll know that in Mechoiza they make another bracha. And if he sees that as soon as he's coming towards the Hagofen, everybody is sitting down and getting ready to start drinking from the cup that they each had in front of them, he'll know, that's it, Shabbos day you only make Hagofen. Chazion, indeed, he saw Lahu Saba, there was this elder, the Gochin Vashos, he was bending over, starting to drink or getting ready to drink, straight at the end whilst he was finishing off the Broch of Hagofen. So he knew that he doesn't need to say more than Hagofen. Korya Nafshein, he said to himself, this is what the Posuk means, Hachocham, a wise person, Ein of Baroshei. He thinks ahead. And he says, if I want to know what to do, if I have to say another Brocha, I think about that in advance. I'll prolong the way I say the end of the first bracha, and then I'll have an indication as to what to do next. Continues the Gemara, Omri b'nei Rebchia. The b'nei Rebchia said as follows, Mi sheloi hivdil b'motzah Shabbos. If somebody did not make Havdalah on Motzah Shabbos, mavdil v'hoylich b'chol ha-Shabbos kulei. Then he can make Havdalah even during the week. Va'ad kamo. So obviously not the whole week. You can't make Havdalah right till Erev Shabbos the next week. No, Omer Abzeira Ad Ravi, till Wednesday, not including Wednesday. For 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you is still considered as the days after Shabbos. It's still, Shabbos is winding down. Whatever you're going to explain it, you can still make Havdalah. However, from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's already not days associated to the being post previous Shabbos. These are days that are pre the next Shabbos and therefore no longer appropriate to make Havdalah. Kihad Yosef Reb Zera Kamed Reb Asi, and Reb Zera was sitting in front of Reb Asi, V'omri lo Reb Asi Kamed Reb Yechanan, and others say it was Reb Asi in front of Reb Yechanan, Uka Omar, and they said, Le'inyan Gitin, what happens if somebody gives a get to his wife and he says, this get is valid on condition that you give me X amount of money after Shabbos? Well, is Sunday called after Shabbos? Is Wednesday called after Shabbos? So what did they say? Chodu b'Shabbos Sunday, Trey Monday, Utlosa and Tuesday, Bosor Shabbos is called after Shabbos. Arbo, Wednesday, V'chamisha Thursday, Umayla Yoima, and Erev Shabbos, Friday, Kamish Shabbos are called before Shabbos. Omer of Yaakov Bar Idi, Avaloya Lo'or. That means if you make Havdol on Motzah Shabbos, you say Boirim Mo'iri Besomim, Boirim Mo'iri Eish, sorry. And why? Because that was the time that the fire was created, a sukkah we learned on Daf Nun Dalet Omed Aleph. But if you're going to make Havdalah any time after Sunday morning, from Sunday morning and on, then it's no longer the time that the fire was created, and therefore you cannot make the bracha of Boirim Mo'iri Ha'ish. Omer of Boroino Amarav, or said in the name of Rav, we're now on Kuvav Amud Beis, Hanoitel Yodov Loya Kaddish, another aloha of Kiddush. In the event that somebody washed Natilas Yodayim before making Kiddush, then he shouldn't be the one to make Kiddush. You can silently listen to somebody else making Kiddush. But the bracha of Kiddush is going to be a hefsuk, is going to be a type of a separation between, or a distraction between the Natilas Yodayim and Hamoitzi and eating the bread. And if you do make Kiddush, you're going to have to wash again. And therefore, in the event that somebody washed his hands before Kiddush, lo yekaddish, he should not be the one to make Kiddush. He should listen to Kiddush from somebody else. Omelu Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marto. Akata lo inoch nafshei de Rav. Rav hasn't even passed away yet. Shachachinu l'shmaitzei, and you've already forgotten one of his teachings of Rav. Zimlin sagin havakoim nekamei de Rav. Many times, this is Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta who's saying that many times I was in front of Rav. Zimnin, sometimes the Chaviv Olei Rifta, he was very hungry and he wanted to eat bread. Mekaddish HaRifta, he would make Kiddush on Friday night on bread, which means that he would say the bracha of, he would wash Netilas Yodayim, and then he would make the bracha of Netilas Yodayim, he would then make the bracha of Hayutzei HaMoitzi, and the bracha of Kiddush Mekaddish HaShabbos, and then he would eat the bread. So you see clearly there that the bracha of Kiddush doesn't interrupt between washing and making and eating the bread. Zimnin de Chaviva Lerifta, sometimes when he was hungry, he would prefer bread, Mekaddish HaRifta, he would make Kiddush on the bread. Zimnin de Chaviva Lechamra, sometimes he was thirsty and preferred wine, Mekaddish HaChamra, then he would make Kiddush on wine. So you see from there clearly that it's not considered a hefsek. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Huno, Omer Rav. Again, it was said in the name of Rav, Toam Einoi Mekaddish. If somebody in the night, Friday night, he ate something before Kiddush, he can no longer make Kiddush. He has to make Kiddush the next morning before he eats something in the morning. That was what he said in the name of Rav. Toam Einoi Mekaddish. Boimene Rav Chana Bar Chinana Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said this in the name of Rav, and now Rav Chana was asking Rav Huna, Toam Ma'o Sheyavdil. Okay, I understand. If you taste something, if you eat something before Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush anymore. How about Havdalah? If I taste something before Havdalah, can I still make Havdalah? Or do I need to make Havdalah the following morning before eating? Omale, Rav Huna answered back, Ani Oimer, I Rav Huna hold Toam Mavdil. Even if he tasted something, he can make Havdalah still. Rav Asi Omar Toam Einu Mavdil. Rav Asi argues and says that if you taste something, you can no longer make Havdalah that evening. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Arba Ikra Lebei Rav Asi. Rabbi Yirmiyah, he was visiting Rav Asi, and Ishtali, he forgot to make Havdalah. V'toim, Rav Yirmiyah, he ate something before Havdalah. V'toim Midi. So they brought him a cup of wine with Ivdil, and he made Havdalah. Omrole de Bisu. So the wife of Rav Asi said to Rav Asi, you Rav Asi, you're the host. If Yirmiyah is visiting us, do you Rav Asi not hold? V'amar, you my husband, my master. Le'ovit hochi, you hold, as we just saw a few moments ago, Toam Einoi Mavdil. If you eat, you cannot make Havdalah. How could you let Rav Yirmiyah make Havdalah after he's eaten? Omer Lei, so Rav Asi said to his wife, Shovke, leave him alone. Karabe Svirele, because of Yirmiyah, he was following what his Rebbe did, and his Rebbe, who was Rav, and Rav held that if Toam, you can make Havdalah. Omer of Yosef, Omer Shmuel. If Yosef said in the name of Shmuel, Toam Einoi Mekaddish. If somebody tastes something before Kiddush, he can no longer make Kiddush. Toam Einoi Mavdil. Shmuel holds even if you taste before Avdala, you can no longer make Avdala. Rabba Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, that was of Yosef in the name of Shmuel. However, Rabba said in the name of Shmuel, Ta'am Mekadesh, if you taste before Kiddush, you can make Kiddush. Ta'am Mavdil, and if you taste before Avdala, you can make Avdala. Omar Rav and Rav said, now in Kuvzayin Amud Aleph, Hilchasa, the halacha is Ta'am Mekadesh. If you eat before Kiddush, you can still make Kiddush. But Ta'am Mavdil, and if you eat before Avdala, you can still make Avdala. Somebody who didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, he can make the bracha of Kiddush during the day until Matzah Shabbos, ad Matzah Shabbos, any time the first opportunity he gets a cup of wine, make Kiddush. If somebody did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, Mavdil Vahaylech, he can make Havdalah, call a Shabbos Kuloi, even during the week, obviously until Tuesday and not beyond, as we saw before. Continues the Gemara. This that we just saw now, that Rava said what the halacha is, and that Rava said that if you can that you can make Havdala the whole week, which means Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but Amemer said it a bit differently, and with him there's one going to be a difference that you cannot make Havdala till Tuesday, you can only make Havdala till the end of Sunday. What did he say? He says that Posach lo lahoshmai to the Rava b'haylishna. He said Rava in a different way. Omar Rava hilchasa toam mekadesh. If you tasted before Kiddush, you can still make Kiddush. Toam mavdil. If you ate something before Avdala, you can still make Avdala. Mishaloi Kiddush be'erev Shabbos mekadesh v'ilech kolayim kuloi. Anyone who didn't make Kiddush on Friday night can make Kiddush the entire Shabbos. Mishaloi hivdil b'matzah Shabbos. Somebody who didn't do Avdala on Matzah Shabbos, mavdil v'ilech, you can make Avdala kol hayoyim kuloi. Only till the end of Sunday. Not like he said before, kol HaShabbos Kuloi, which is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, rather just Sunday, and after Sunday you can no longer make Havdalah. And Yemirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.